And we are on Vav Amud Beis. And the Gemara has just given us an answer of why we need a Lehav. And the Gemara's answer was, because from Shabbos, we see that the Torah had to write that you're not allowed to kill with Shreifa, even though that involves a Malacha. We would have thought that Mises Bezen, the mitzvah, for Bezen to eliminate a person who's guilty of Shreifa, would push away Shabbos. And I needed a pasuk of Lisavaru Eish B'chol Mosh V'Seichem to tell me that it doesn't push away Shabbos. Must be that regularly, I say is Daicha Lois Eshishiesh B'Karas. Zog to Gemara, Amar Rav Simi Barasha, that is Napshat. The reason we would think that Mises Bezin is Daicha Shabbos is not because of an Asay, that Asay is Daicha Lois Eshishiesh B'Karas. That is not the reason. The reason is, Haitana Loi Mishum Da'asi Asay V'Dachi Lois Esa. The Tana was not operating because an Asay is Daicha Lois Esa. That wasn't the reason that he thought that one would be able to do Mises Bezin on Shabbos. Elo Mishum Da'asi Loi Mikal V'Chaymer. You had a Kal V'Chaymer that proved that you can kill on Shabbos somebody who's Chayim Mises Bezin. Not because of Esa Daicha Lois Esa Shiesh B'Karas, but we see that the certain Torah thing, Torah waves certain things, certain times, the Yisra'im Shabbos. And Kal V'Chaymer would have said that this is one of the times the Torah waves the Yisra'im Shabbos. Not because of a rule of Esa Daicha Lois Esa Shiesh B'Karas, but because we see that the Torah allowed certain things on Shabbos, and logic says that for Bezin killing is at least as much as those things where the Torah allows it. And let me explain. V'achi kamar. Mani mekayim mechalei mois yumos. The havamin of the braisa. That when the Torah says desecrating Shabbos is punishable by death. B'shar malachas chutz mi mises bezin. It would be because by other things besides the mises bezin. Avo mises bezin dach yishabbos mikal v'chaymer. Mises bezin, I would say, pushes away Shabbos based on a kal v'chaymer. What is the kal v'chaymer? Uma avoida. Avoida in the base of Migdash. She chamura, which is very strict. Right? It's a strong mitzvah. B'daicha Shabbos. And we are allowed to do avoida in the base of Migdash and Shabbos. B'tzicha daicha isa. But if a kayan is a ritzayach and he wants to do avoida, we don't let him do avoida. We carry out our sentence of killing him, even though the avoida won't be done. He might be the only kayan around who can do this avoida, and yet the Torah says, do not let him do avoida. Kill him rather than letting him do avoida. That means the Torah is telling us that carrying out Mises Bezin is more important to us than doing the Avaida of the carbon. Here is the only Kayan that can do the Avaida. But he's a murderer. He's a convicted murderer. And it says, take him away from the Mizbeach, don't let him do the Avaida. We'd rather not have a carbon time of that day, or whatever carbon they're bringing, rather than have him bring it. That's what the Torah said. Keep your mitzvah of Bezin killing, right? Keep the mitzvah of Bezin killing, even though it means that the Avaida won't get done. Yet, Avaida is Daicha Shabbos. That same Avaida, we say, do it on Shabbos, even though it means being Mechal Shabbos. So if we set it up, Ritzicha pushes away Avaida, which pushes away Shabbos. So doesn't logic indicate, so Shabbos shenitzchus mipnei Avaida, eina din shedhei Ritzicha Daicha Isa? So doesn't logic indicate that just like Ritzicha is Daicha Avaida, and Avaida is Daicha Shabbos, Ritzicha should be Daicha Shabbos. The mitzvah bezin to kill should be Daicha Shabbos. Right? So, and you can't answer me because Avaida is puzzle. Because it's not. The halacha is, if he's in the middle of doing the Avaida, we don't take him away. Because, let him finish. If he didn't start yet, we'd rather push away the Avaida and carry out Mises Bezin. But if he's in the middle of the Avaida, he finishes. That means the Avaida is kosher. It's not like he's a pasul l'kayin. He's not a pasul l'kayin. He's a kosher l'kayin who has a death sentence on him. And therefore we carry out the death sentence at the price of losing Avaida. And we do Avaida at the price of being Mechal Shabbos. So shouldn't Ritzicha push away Shabbos as well? Nothing to do with Esa Daicha Lois Esa Shiesh B'Karas. It's following the logic of seeing what the Torah allowed. Let's catch up with Rashi, last Rashi of the Amud Beis. Amar Avsimi, Hai Tana de Itzruch de Nasim Lekrol Lameser Mises Bezin B'Shabbos. This Tana who needed a pasuk to tell me that Bezin does not kill on Shabbos. Lam Mishum Diloy Dashminan. Not because if not the Torah wouldn't have told me Hav Amin Adachi Mishum Taima Dasei Dachi. I would have not have said that the reason is because Esa is Dachaloy Sesa. El Mishum Rabbi Meisim Loy B'Kavachomer de Dachi Shabbos. I would have learned it out from a Kavachomer that Ritzicha is Dachi Shabbos. How? Ritzicha Dachi Isa. Shimhayu Ritzayach Kayan. If the Kayan was a Ritzayach, the right to love an Avaida, he wants to do an Avaida, and as Taisa speaks out, he's the only available Kayan to do the Avaida. Bezin Shochem Avian Isalamas. Bezin says, forget the Avaida. We have a mitzvah to kill him that precedes, is more important than the Avaida getting done. Elohim Kayan. However, there is an exception to that rule. If he's in the midst of the Avaida, we don't stop him. And that's a very important point. Because you can always say that the reason we take him away from Avaida is because Avaida would be puzzled. That's why we take him away. Not because Ritzicha pushes away Avaida, because he's a disqualified Kayan. And he's like Yisrael, right? If Yisrael goes to do Avaida, we take him away. So maybe he's a disqualified Kayan. So by Rashi adding that line, that if he's in the middle of the Avaida, that we let him finish. That means the Avaida is kosher. That means he's not a disqualified Kayan. He's not a disqualified Kayan, right? So therefore, we see that Ritzicha is more important to us, meaning Bezin carrying out their mitzvah of killing this person who is Chayav Misa is more important to us than Avaida. And Avaida is more important to us than Shabbos. So doesn't that mean that Misa's Bezin is more important than Shabbos? Rashi, the next Rashi, Shemim im Mizbechi, if the Chan Olamas, but loy mi al Mizbechi. So we hear Taisus as a kasha, because the halacha is that a person who killed is not allowed to duchen. A kayin shaharagas anefesh is not allowed to duchen. Because it says in the pasuk, yadechem damim alayu. When the Navi is giving Klai Yisrael Musar, says your hands are full of blood. Meaning from here we learn out that people who have their hands full of blood should not duchen. And the question is, if it's kosher l'avoida, why is duchening different? That's the question Taisus has. Why don't we let a kayin who committed murder, right, who's chayav misa, and we let him do avoida if he's in the middle of the avoida, right? We don't let him do an avoida beforehand because we have a mitzvah to remove him. But the avoida is kosher, but duchening he's not allowed to do. It's a disqualified duchening. So Taisus gives two answers. Number one, he says it's a chumrah. Enoch Inami, biblically speaking, his Avaida would be good. His Duchening would be good. This, we don't let him, it's a Chumrah. The second Taret Taisa says, his Duchening is done with hands. It's like raising the hands and the Shechina comes through the Kayan's hands. The Bracha comes through the Kayan's hands. And therefore, Enka Teger Nasa Saneger. Hands that committed murder should not be the hands that are vehicles of Bracha. That's what Taisus answers. Whereas Avaida, even though it's done with the hands as well, but it's not, the hands is just the means of doing the Avaida, it is not the vehicle like it is by Nesias Kapayim. It's called the lifting of the hands. And therefore, that's why Nesias Kapayim is special, that we don't let a Kayan who committed murder do Nesias Kapayim. There's a big machlokes rishayim of the Kayan de Tshuva, whether we allow him to do Nesias Kapayim, yes or no. The Mechaber Paskins, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, no, the Ramah Paskins, that we are Mekel. That a Kayan who did Tshuva, we let him duchen even though he might have committed murder. Zaktik Avayit. So my I ain't the kamar. So what was the response to the Braisa? If you remember the Braisa started saying we should be able to kill on Shabbos from Bezin. Then the Braisa said maybe not. And then the Braisa said maybe yes. So what's the thought process of the Braisa? So we went through the first part of the thought process that was a kavachomer that we see from the fact that you can do avayit in the Beis Hamikdash and Shabbos, and yet Mises Bezin precedes Avaida, meaning we don't do Avaida, we'd rather carry out Mises Bezin. So logic says that Mises Bezin should push away Shabbos also. So what is the response? My I ain't the kamar. So when the Braisa comes back and says, maybe not. Why maybe not? It's such a perfect logic. Why maybe not? Zakti Gemara because Hachi kamar. This is the Braisa's logic that is going through the Braisa's mind, so to speak. Kvuras meis mitzvah techiach. Burying a meis mitzvah shows us that our logic is flawed. Why? Because Shadaychas Avaidah. We learn out from a pasuk that if a person is faced with either doing avaid in the Beis Hamikdash or burying a meis mitzvah, burying a meis mitzvah takes precedence. Meis mitzvah means a meis who has no relatives to take care of him. So a kayin who's going to do avaida would not go do the avaida, even though it means avaida doesn't get done, but rather bury the meis mitzvah. That's the halacha. But ain't Deichas HaShabbos. But Meis Mitzvah is not Deichas HaShabbos. We don't bury a Meis Mitzvah on Shabbos. Even though, logically speaking, you should be able to do the same Kavachomer. Meis Mitzvah is Deichas Avayda, Avayda is Deichas HaShabbos, Meis Mitzvah is Deichas HaShabbos. But it's not. So we see that even though the logic sounds perfect, we don't do the logic. So that's the Bryce's response. Maybe don't use logic, because you don't use logic in the case of Meis Mitzvah. Zakta Gemara, Hadar Amar, then the Braitha comes back, no. Maybe Kvuras Meis Mitzvah Deichas Shabbos. How do you know that fact is true? You assume that Meis Mitzvah is not Deichas Shabbos. Maybe we should make the same Kal V'Chomer and have Meis Mitzvah be Deichas Shabbos as well. Meaning you made an assumption. You made an assumption that one does not bury a Meis Mitzvah on Shabbos. Who says that assumption is true? Maybe one does bury a Meis Mitzvah on Shabbos. So Hadar Amar, Kvuras Meis Mitzvah Deichas Shabbos Mikal V'Chomer. The same Kal V'Chomer. Uma Avayda Shei Deichas Shabbos. Kvuras Meis Mitzvah Deichas. Ma Deich Avayda, which is Deichas Shabbos. Still burying a Meis Mitzvah pushes it away. And the source is from the word L'Chosai. There's an extra word L'Chosai written by Nazir that tells us that Meis Mitzvah is Deichas Avayda. Shabbos shenitcha mitnei avayda, ein adin shetei kvuras meis mitzvah daichaisa. Maybe your assumption is wrong. Your assumption that a meis mitzvah is not daicha Shabbos might be wrong. Maybe it is daicha Shabbos, and the Kal V'Chomer is perfect. And Ritzicha should be daicha Shabbos as well. Bezin should be able to kill on Shabbos. Talmud loy meloy sevaru. That's why we need a pasuk. B'chol maish v'seichem, then one cannot kill on Shabbos. Bezin does not kill on Shabbos. So therefore it has nothing to do with asei shiyadecha loy sesa shiyash b'karas. It is a special havamina built on logic. That avoida is daicha Shabbos, Ritzicha is daicha avoida, Ritzicha should be daicha Shabbos. The response was, meis mitzvah is daicha avoida, if not daicha Shabbos. And the answer is, who says? Maybe it is. And therefore, we need a pasuk to tell me that Ritzicha is not Deich HaShabbos. And once Ritzicha is not Deich HaShabbos, either is Meis Mitzvah. Rashi. Umay, Shneimer me'mizmi t'kar olamus, v'lay me'al mizmuchi. Umay ayena d'kamar. Hayo v'kal v'chaymer asi d'dachya. Since you're deriving it from a logical kal v'chaymer, heichem atzinu l'meim ayena. So what is the response of afilomizis bezm l'dachya? So what is the Bryce's thought process when the Bryce came back and said, maybe it's not Deich HaShabbos? Kvuras Meis Mitzvah Di Avayda, that Dachi Avayda, Mil Lachaisai. That is derived from the word Lachaisai, the Perikamah de Megillah. The Ein Deichas HaShabbos, and it's not Deichas HaShabbos. So Avani Avi Ritzicha. So therefore, I would say Ritzicha is the same thing. The Avabisha Deicha Avayda, like Deichas HaShabbos. The high, the other, Amar Ayenai, and then the Brisa comes back and says, no, El Afilu Mishabbos. So what was the thought process of that? We start with the Kal V'Chomer, then we say the Kal V'Chomer is flawed because of Meis Mitzvah. So what's the comeback? The comeback is, Hadav Amar, Kvuras Meis Mitzvah Gufa Titcha Shabbos. Let Kvuras Meis Mitzvah by itself be Titcha Shabbos, and therefore, we need a plastic to say it's not. So at this point, the Gemara is saying, this is not a source that Esses Daichalai says a Shesh Bekaris. That was not the reason we thought that Bezin can kill on Shabbos. And therefore, we're still left with the question, why do we need Aleha? Why do we need Aleha? Without Aleha, I would never think Lysas Shesh Bekaris gets pushed away. Why do we need a Pasuk for Shabbos? For a different reason, because we have a special logic for Shabbos. And that special logic for Shabbos teaches me that Ritzicha would be Deicha Shabbos. Nothing to do with Asay being Deicha Lysas Hashiyash Bekaris. Zog to Gemara. So the Gemara stops for now and says, by the way, when we thought that it was because Asay Deicha Lysas Hashiyash Bekaris, meaning before we gave our answer, how did we understand the thought process of the Braisa? Meaning, just like we explained the thought process now, Kavachaymer, Shlug up on Kavachaymer, maybe the Kavachaymer still works, we need a Pasek. How did we think about it in the beginning? When we thought it's because Esther Taichalaisa is Shiash Bakaris. So how, what was the thought process of the Braisa? Maybe yes, maybe no, maybe yes. What were the three steps in the Braisa? Frek the Gemara. Lamai de Solik Adai to Mikara. What we originally thought, the Asi Atei v'daychalai sessa, that an Asi is daychalai sessa. So my Einoi the Kamar. So, what was the response? The Kamar, meaning, at the beginning, it said, right, what was the, maybe yes, maybe no, maybe yes. How do you explain the Bryce's thought process if we're working that an Asi could be daychalai sessa shiash bekaris, the way we understood at the beginning? So the Gemara, this is the thought process. Haki Gemara, Mani Mekay Mechalav Mois Yumas. When is there a death penalty for desecrating Shabbos? B'Shar Melachos. When a person violates Shabbos doing other things, Chutz Mi Mises Bezin. Right? The Havamina would have been that Mises Bezin is allowed on Shabbos. Avo Mises Bezin, but Mises Bezin Dochi Shabbos. Why? We would follow the regular rules that a positive commandment pushes away a prohibition. Hadar Amar, then the Braisa responded and said, maybe not. Why? Because when do we let a positive push away a negative? When it is a negative prohibition by itself. But that was the donkey. That was the thought process of the Braisa. Maybe Mitzicha can't push away Shabbos because it's an assay against Karis. Hadar Amar, Ati assay, an assay, the Daichas Loisessa, Lav Loisessa Chamaminei, is a negative prohibition stricter than positive prohibitions, positive commandments? Don't we give Malkus for violating a negative and a person does not get Malkus for not doing a positive? Doesn't that show that in the eyes of the Torah, doing a negative is worse than refraining from a positive? And still we say, because the S of a Dachilei. And still we say, that say is Daicha. So Ma'ali Chumra Zuta, Ma'ali Chumra Rabba. So that, why should it make a difference how severe that Loisessa is? So that was the thought process of the Braisa. Again, the thought process of the Braisa originally, when we thought that the Braisa was telling us that a Loisessa can be Daicha, Asay can be Daicha, a Loisessa Shiash Bekaris, and the Pasik made Shabbos an exception, right? Talmud Leimer Leisavaru. What was the Havamina? Asay is Daicha Loisessa. What was the response? It's Karis. And the answer is, isn't every Loisessa stricter than an Asay? Yet we let an Asay push away a Loisessa? So why can't the push away Karis as well? It's pushing away more severe things, so who cares the degree of severity? That would be the Havamina. And the response is Shabbos, it says, Loisavaru. So at that point, we would have walked away saying that Enochinami and Asay would push away a lav shiash bekaris, except by Shabbos. But the Gemara had answered that wasn't the thought process of the Braisa. The Braisa never entertained that an Asay should push away Karis. The thought process was because of Kal V'Chomer, and the Braisa went back and forth on whether the Kal V'Chomer is valid, and ended up that the Kal V'Chomer would be valid, so the Torah had to write L'Shavar Oesh to tell me not to use the Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara just explained now what it could have done beforehand. Meaning when we thought it was an issue of Asay being Daisha Laisas and Shiash Bakaris, what was the thought process of the Braisa? The thought process was, Asay is Daisha Laisas, maybe Karis is different, maybe Karis is not different, because every Laisas is stricter than an Asay. So why? And yet it pushes it away. So who says that strictness makes a difference? Comes along the Torah and says, even if that's true, Shabbos is different because of Leisavar Oesh. Rashi. Well, the Ma'id the Salik Adai to Lamema Mi'ikara. The Ha'id the Itzich Leikra, should the Eloi Kasvi have Amina Asi Asay V'Daicha Leisessa. I would have thought an Asay is Daicha Leisessa. My Oy Einoi. Heichi Matzi Lamema Oy Einoi. How could you say, maybe not, the Loi Dachi? But my taste in Loi Ditcha, why do you think not? Because Amos Aminan, Hainu Dohadev Amar Ayenai, That's the area inai. El afisa milu misses bezmalay titchilav the Shabbos sheyesh bekaris. The other mean is to differentiate between a regular asay daichalaisesa and an asay and that loisesa sheyesh bekaris, which is the way it's true anyway at the end of the Gemara. Lav loisesa chamer minay isn't a loisesa stricter shari lichen olaf. You get malchus. So this is where Rabbi Kivager says to look at a Ramban. The Ramban explains what is the logic behind Asei Daicha Loisesa. Truth is, we don't need a logic. The Torah says it works. But the problem is, we just said in the Gemara that violating a prohibition is worse than not doing a positive. So why did the Torah say Asei Daicha Loisesa? Why did the Torah say that? Why did the Torah say that an Asei can push away a Loisesa? Isn't a Loisesa stricter? Isn't the Torah going counter logic? Isn't this the opposite way that you would use your logic? Violating a law gets malchus. Not doing an essay does not get malchus. That means the Torah obviously considers violation of a prohibition more severe than not doing a positive. Yet, when the positive comes into contact with the prohibition, we say, do the positive at the expense of violating the negative. Isn't that counterintuitive? That's the Gemara's question. That's the Ramban's question. But following the Gemara's logic, why should we say, Asei Daicha Loisesa? So the Ramban explains, and this is the way the Achrayim explain the Ramban. When a person violates a prohibition, that means he doesn't fear Hashem. He doesn't fear Hashem. To actively violate a prohibition, to do an act that's a violation of a prohibition, Mazed, shows that there's a lack of fear of God. He doesn't fear God, and he doesn't fear consequences. Because if he feared God or its consequences, he would never have done this prohibition. Right? That shows a lack of yira. It shows a lack of fear of God. When a person does not do a positive, that does not show necessarily a lack of fear, because he's not doing anything actively. He's doing something passively. So it does not show that same degree of lack of fear. Therefore, violation of a prohibition is worse than not doing a positive. However, if a person wants to do the positive, he's expressing his love of Hashem. I want to serve Hashem. I want to proactively serve Hashem. I'm not only not doing prohibitions, I want to do things for Hashem, because Hashem commanded me to do it. That shows love. Doing the essay shows love. Violating a loisesa shows fear. Love is greater than fear. So even though the punishment for not fearing is more severe than the punishment for not loving, but when a person violates a prohibition because of his love of Hashem, that's not a lack of fear. That's love that's superseding meaning it's placed against violating the prohibition, which would be showing you don't fear Hashem. But you're loving Hashem. And since you're doing it because you love Hashem, the Torah allows it to be done. I hope I explained myself well enough. When a person regularly
violates... Why can't you love Hashem and still lack fear?
What?
Why can't you love Hashem and that also shows a lack of fear? Why can't you have it both ways?
Again, here I am faced with a quandary. Should I do the essay and violate the prohibition? If I'm violating the prohibition because of the essay, I'm not showing a lack of fear, because I'm doing it because I love. If I violate the Elois essay without doing an essay, that is a straight violation of showing I don't fear the consequences. But if the reason I'm doing it is because I love Hashem, so that's not violating, that's not showing a lack of fear. Because it's saying, I love Hashem, I'm doing it because I love Hashem. Not because I don't fear Him, but because I love Him. I'm trying to find an analogy. A kid that would do something that breaks the parents' desire, will, proactively, shows he doesn't fear his parents. But if he's doing that very act because he loves his parents, and the driving motivation is to show the love of the parents, then the parents don't view it as a lack of fear. They didn't do it because he doesn't fear us. He did it because he loves us. if he does it regularly without the incentive or the drive because he loves us, that's showing he doesn't fear us. But if he's doing it because of the love of us, that means he doesn't really not fear us. He fears us, but the love is driving him to do it. I hope I'm explaining myself well enough. Now, we can't use this logic on our own, but that's what the Torah said in Asayk and Push Away Loisessa, because the showing of love is greater than the showing of fear, because the reason you're not fearing is because of the love, not because you're not fearing. I hope I'm explaining myself well enough. Sometimes I don't feel I'm really articulating myself well enough. That's what the Ramban says. So in essence, violating a law is worse than not doing an essay. But if the drive, the motivation to violate the law is because I want to show love of Hashem, and I can't make those decisions myself. The Torah is saying, if your motivation is to show love of Hashem, then it's not really showing a lack of fear, because you're doing it for a positive, not because you don't fear the consequences of a negative. And therefore, the Torah waived the Loisessa in place of the Asay. That's how the Ramban explains, the way that Achraidim explained the Ramban, why Asay is Daicha Loisessa, even though in essence, a Loisessa is more severe than an Asay. However, that's only a regular Loisessa, not a Loisessa Shiesh Bekaris, bottom line. I mean, we're still working on trying to figure out that maybe it is Daicha Loisessa Shiesh Bekaris, but the bottom line is it's not Daicha Loisessa Shiesh Bekaris, because that degree of severity we don't let a love allow to do, meaning people can't do whatever they want because they want to show love of their parents. Obviously, they're allowed to break some rules, but not allowed to break all the rules. That's basically what it's saying. Zakta Gemara Vayter. So now the Gemara leaves the premise it's been operating till now. The Gemara till now has been operating that the fact that we need Aleha is indicative that without Aleha, the Asay of Yibum would push away Karas. And at the end of the day, we're not happy with that. Asay does not push away Aleha Shesh Bekaras. There's no need of Aleha because of a regular rule of Asay Daicha Loisessa. The allowance of Asay Daicha Loisessa is limited to an Asay against a regular Lav. It does not encompass, it does not include Aleha Shesh Bekaras. And therefore, there's no need for Aleha because of that. So all the, what we've been doing since the bottom of Hayamid Bays, trying to find why we need Aleha, because we would say Asay is Daicha Loisessa Shiesh Bekaras, at the end of the day, an Asay is not Daicha Loisessa Shiesh Bekaras. It's not. It's not Daicha Loisessa Shiesh Bekaras. And we don't need Aleha to counter that. So why do we need Aleha? And now we're going to use terutzim that are going to say that maybe we would think that Yibum is different than every Asay that's against the Karas. Not because of a general rule, but because Yibum has its own unique things that would allow it to push away Karas. Therefore we need Aleha. Again, not because of a general rule. We're dismissing that. There is no general rule that Asay is Daicha Loisessa Shiesh Bekaras. It's not. And we don't need Aleha because of that general rule, because there is no such general rule. But there would have been a Havamina that Yibum is an exception. And over here, an Asay would push away Karas, and therefore I need Aleha. Now, why would Yibum be an exception? Why is it different than any other Loisessa Shiesh Bekaras? So the Gemara will try multiple ways to try to make Yibum an exception. But the Gemara is changing its focus. Whereas till now the focus was to say that an Asay can push away Karas, and that's why we need Aleha, we're withdrawing from that. We're accepting the fact that an Asay cannot push away Karas. Fact. It cannot. And therefore, we would never think that Yibum could push away an Erva because an Asay is Daicha Karas. It's not. It's a special heter for Yibum. We would think that there's a special heter that Yibum is different. Why? Ela Itzrich. I need Aleha for a different reason. Because Salka Daicha Chamina, I would think, okay, let me explain this, and then we'll do it inside. We have a rule, every morning, some people say it, there's a brayso called the Bishma Leimer B'Shloish Esher Midas HaTayr Nidreshes Behem. that the Torah can be darshaned in 13 different ways. One of the rules there is as follows. That if the Torah wrote a rule, and then wrote in one of the items of the rule, the Torah wrote a halacha, we say, this is the way the Torah is teaching to me about the whole rule. If the Torah wrote a rule, let's say, that you cannot live with an erva, and then the Torah came along and said, Yibum allows you to live with your brother's wife, which is an erva. That means the Torah is teaching me, Yibum supersedes Arayas. What difference does it make? Which erva? Right? The Torah said, Yibum can supersede Arayas. It allows Yibum to marry a brother's wife, which is an erva. Isn't the Torah teaching me that at least that erva Yibum supersedes? And the rule says that whenever you have a general rule like Arayas, and then the Torah specified by one of them that Yibum supersedes it, that means Yibum is stronger than Arayas. That's what I would think. Following the rule of the Torah, that whenever you have a general grouping, and one of the grouping, the halacha says something about one of the group, it goes in the whole group. So just like following that rule, the Torah went and said, you can live with your brother's wife, which is an erva, when you do Yibum. That means the Torah went and picked one of the group of Arayas and said, Yibum supersedes it. Okay, Yibum supersedes it. That means Yibum supersedes Arayas. Not because Asay pushes away Karas, but because the Torah told us Yibum supersedes Arayas. By picking an example of one erva, which is a brother's wife, and saying that Yibum supersedes it, isn't the Torah telling me Yibum is stronger than erva? Without any regular rules. A special case. Comes along the Torah and says, no, it's not. No, that even though it supersedes brother's wife, it doesn't supersede other ervas. Now, let's read it inside. Ela itzach. Salgadai techamina, tehevi hai eshesach. The erva of eshesach should be, davar shahaya b'chlau. It was in a grouping, in a group. V'yatzim in ha'chlau l'lamed. And then the Torah specified it. From the chlau, it picked one and taught us halacha, loy lalamed al atzma yotza, ela lalamed al kal kula yotza. It's not only teaching about itself, but it teaches me about the whole group. The Torah picks one of the group and tells you halacha, and that affects every one of the group. Right. Where do we find this? The Tanya. Tavishaya b'chlau v'yotza min achlau ketzad. This rule, where is it applied? The pasuk says, a person who eats meat of a shlamim when he is tamei. And it says, he gets karas. And the question is, shlamim was already included in all the kachim. The pasuk already told me that you cannot eat kachim when a person's tamei. And when a person eats tamei, kachim when he's tamei, he gets karas. Why did the Torah pick shlamim out of the group of all kachim? The Torah said, anybody that eats kachim when he's tamei gets karas. Then the Torah said, anybody that eats shlamim when he's tamei gets karas. Why did the Torah take out one of the group called kachim, and specify something by one of the group that doesn't apply, that applies to the whole group? I mean, or what's special about shlamim, and what halacha is the Torah trying to teach me? And for the Braisa, lahakish aleihem. The Torah wants to use shlamim as a hekish, the leimalach, to define kachim. By the Torah specifying shlamim, the Torah is saying, I'm taking one of the group, and I'm teaching you something about the whole group. Ma shlamim miyuchadim kachim izbeach. Shlamim is a carbon. Avko kachim izbeach. The limitation, when is a person chayiv karas for eating kachim betumah? When the kachim is a carbon. When it's not a carbon, there is no karas. Yatsu kache benekabayas. If somebody were to donate a steak to benekabayas, Hegdish sells it and makes money, and then somebody who's tamei eats that steak before Hegdish sold it, he would not get Karis, even though he's Tameh. Because the Torah wrote Shlomim to teach me that this group called Kachim is only one type of Kachim. Kachim Berek Habayis. So this is a rule that whenever the Torah writes a group, and then the Torah picks a specific, it defines the halachas of the whole group. Same thing here. Hachanami. Ha'eshesach b'chal kol ha'arayis. Ha'isa. Eshesach, marrying a brother's wife, is included in all ervas. The Loma Yatzasa. So why did the Torah say Eshesach is mutter by Yibum? Meaning, what do we learn out from that? Lahakishala. The Torah wants to tell me, Veloimelach, Ma Eshesach Sharya, Avkalarayas Namisharyan. Just like we said that Yibum pushes away Eshesach, and Eshesach is one of the group called Erva, it pushes away Eshesach, it pushes away all Erva. This is a rule in the Torah. And therefore I would think that Yibum pushes away Arayas. Comes along Aleha and says, no, Yibum does not push away any other Erva besides Eshesach. Rashi. Zok Rashi. Elasal Kedai Techlil Koi. Zokimna, because we just said, Tod Yitzchak Lai Savaru, Shem the Eloi Kasa Rachmanav and Messina Bekavachimer. We said the reason we leave it Lai Savaru is because we would have had a Kavachimer. The Lab Shem Dasi Asay Vedachi Lai Sessa de Karas. We would have never entertained that an Asay can push away Karas. So Vela Lamali. So we're back to the question, what do we need Allah? Elasal Kedai Tech. Shahaya Bechlau. It's in the group Kol Arayas. Ki Kol Ashiyasa Mikola Ta'evas Ha'elu V'Nichrusu. The Torah groups all the Arayas together and says anybody that violates any one of this Arayas gets Karas. Kolo B'Kol Arayas Karas. V'yatsa Menachlau L'Lameid. And then the Torah came and picked one Erva and said Shemein Loibanim Tisyabim. That if his brother's wife has no children, it's really ain't loibanim, they changed the girsa, because it has nothing to do with her having children, it has to do with him having children. There's a mitzvah of Yibum. Right? That's what the Torah said. B'chlau kol ha'kachimayu, shekvar kolul karis b'kulon. The Torah already said karis by all the arayas. Kol ish, ashiyikra mikol zarachem, el ha'kachim ashiyagdishu. Anybody that comes close from your children to kachim, gets karis. So v'loma yatzum and pasik zasheni. So why did the Torah write special by shlomim? To teach me to define the group. Shlomim tells me that it's a definition of the group. Eshesach defines arayas. We allow yibum by Eshesach. That means the Torah is allowing yibum by arayas. That's what I would think. Right? Yatzu kachya benek abayas. Shem achlam betumas aguf. But v'loma yatzasa. Yavama Yavayala. So that is the Gemara is explaining why I need Allah. And now the Gemara is going to say, yes.
Yeah, I understand. The Yibum, Yibum, it's Eshesach, we have a heter for Eshesach, right? That's what Yibum is. It's not by every other erva. The pshat is it's every other erva. There's Yibum plus the erva. It's by Eishes Ach. That is the mitzvah. Everything else doesn't have. It's not. Let's say if it's not a brother's wife, you can't marry an erva, the stam marrying an erva. I mean, Eishes Ach is the mitzvah. It's not like every other erva is not a. That's a separate. Can a person just say, you know what? Since Eishes Ach is mutter by Yibum, I can marry any erva I want. Is that that's not the lumdus. Is there really what I'm saying?
Let me give you. I understand you very clearly, and what you're saying is as far as the Rishonim use elsewhere, but over here, the Torah, the Rashba says the Svara multiple times, and we're going to see it later that the Rashba speaks this out multiple times. But at this point, the Torah went and said Yibum supersedes Erva. Isn't that what the Torah wrote? Isn't that what the Torah wrote?
That's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of Yibum, right?
The Yibum supersedes Erva. That means the Torah told us that Yibum supersedes Erva. Erva of Eishes Ach is one of the Arayas, and the Torah is teaching me Yibum supersedes Erva, so it's a general rule now, that Yibum supersedes Erva.
That is the mitzvah of Yibum. By every other Erva, every other Erva, there's that Erva plus Eishes Ach, everything else has two. It's the Erva plus Eishes Ach. You know what I mean? It's like, everything else has two problems.
Okay,
emo.
That would be good if we went with the logic. This rule of Davar Shaya Bechlau is not a logical rule. It is a rule of Gzeiras HaKasev. This is how the Torah told us to look at things. If you were going with logic, you're 100% right. And the Gemara later is going to say this multiple times. You cannot logically compare the other Arayas to Yibum. Avram Cohn, you are 100% right. But this is not logic. This is a rule in the Torah. The Torah said, whenever you have a group, and the Torah taught you halacha about one of the group, it applies to all of the group. So even though logically you're 100% right, but the Torah gave this rule.
Can you please just repeat a second? What, by the kachim, what exactly is the yeish b'chlal thing?
Torah said all kachim, if somebody eats it, he gets tameh, he gets karis. Then the Torah said shlamim, if one eats it, he gets karis. The Torah is telling you, only kachim like shlamim. By specifying shlamim, it's saying, it doesn't mean only shlamim, it means kachim that are similar to shlamim. It defines the rule, even though it's one specific. The Torah told me shlamim. So you could say the Torah is telling me only shlamim. So we say no. The Torah is trying to tell me that shlamim is defining the rule of kachim. Only kachim that are similar to shlamim. Same thing here.
Are we expanding it? Are we expanding it or limiting it?
Well, in that case, we're limiting it. So let's read the Gemara's answer. I think you're being mechavim to the Gemara's answer. And let me explain the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says that this rule does not apply here. And let me explain it, because there's another rule in the Torah. And the other rule in the Torah is that if I have a group, and then the Torah told me something different about one of the group, it's only about that one of the group. In fact, the Torah is removing that erva from the group. And if the Torah wanted to come back, it would have to rejoin it to other arayas, to other in the group. That's called kol davar shehayah b'chlal, v'yotze lidam b'davar hachadash. By the case of shlamim, we are not saying a chiddush in shlamim. We're using shlamim to define the group. We are not saying something that goes counterintuitive to the halacha of the group. Torah said eating kachim is tameh. The Torah said eating shlamim is tameh. The exact same halacha. But by specifying shlamim, it's limiting kachim. Here, the Torah said arayas is aser. Then the Torah said one erva is mutter. That's not defining. That's against the rule. It's breaking the rule. It's saying arayas are aser, but one erva is mutter. We don't say, therefore, all arayas are mutter in a certain circumstance. This is called a davar hachadash. This is going against the rule. When the specific is defining a rule, so you're right. We say it's not only defining shlamim, it's defining all kachim. But when the specific is going against the rule, it's going opposite of the rule, then we don't say, oh, the rule doesn't apply anymore, the group doesn't apply anymore. We say this is an exception to the group. And if anything, Eishes Ach is now not part of the group. It was taken away from the group. The Torah allowed an erva. The Torah said no erva. Then the Torah said yes erva. That's against the group. You can't use something that's against the group and then say, therefore, the group doesn't apply. Adarabba, there's a rule that says that whenever the Torah says something that's against the rules, that means it's only there, and it's taking away Eishes Ach from the rest of the group. I hope I'm explaining myself. Zakti Gemara, Midami, Hasam Klau Be'Isser, Uprat Be'Isser. The rule of Kachim, the group of Kachim, was an Isser to eat when it's Tameh. And then the Torah said, Shlomim is Asser. It wasn't going against the rule. It was defining the rule. Holy dummy, this case, Hakha Klaubi Israel Prat Beheter. Here, the specific is going against what we were taught in the group. Holy dummy aludavar shaya bechlau, but you also lead them bedavar hachadash. When you have something in a group, and then all of the tyrants came up with a whole new thing that's against what the group is. We don't say it now teaches us about every group. We say this is an exception to the rule. And if anything, it's taking it out of the group, and now it's not part of the group. Let me give you the example. Every time a person shechts a korban, they do zrikas dam on the mizbeach. That's where they do zrikas dam. They do zrikas dam on the mizbeach. The blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach. Came along by Metzaira, and the Torah said, take the blood of a Metzaira and put it on his toe, and on his ear, and on his thumb. There's halachas of where to put the blood. Now, do we say now every carbon is, Metzaira was one of, the carbonus of Metzaira was one of the carbonus. And the Torah went and came and said, put it on person's ear, thumb, and toe. Are we going to say that the whole group of carbonus, every carbon goes there? Absolutely not. We would say that the Torah is saying, Metzaira is not a regular carbon. In fact, maybe you don't even put it on the Mizbeach by Metzaira. Who says you even put it on the Mizbeach? It's going, if the Torah defines something, then we say it's defining a group. When the Torah is going counter the group, when it's saying halacha that does not apply to the group, we don't say that the Torah is teaching me a whole new halacha about the whole group. We're saying the Torah wrote a special halacha here. The carbon of Mitzrayim is not part of the group of Kabanas. It's a whole different thing. It's a different category. Same thing here. The Torah said, Araya Sarasar. Then came along the Torah and said, this Erev is mutter. So therefore, all Arayas become mutter in a certain... It's against the group. It's not defining the group. It's going against the halacha of the group. That halacha of that halacha that we teach about the whole group is only true when it's defining the group, when it's defining a halacha, not when it's going with something that's anti the halacha. And therefore, you cannot say since the Torah permitted Eishasach, it permitted anybody else, anything else. If anything, the Torah is saying Eishasach doesn't belong to the group. If anything. It's not, for sure not saying that Eishasach is going to define the group against the halacha of living with an Erva. Let's read it inside. Zogti Gemara. We'll try again. Zogti Gemara. Midami, how can you compare this to the case of Shlomo? Hasam klau be'isser, uprat be'isser. There, the general group is said in Isser, and then it's said the specific in Isser. Zokrashi, midami, hasam klau be'isser, ikilamisni amayatasa. So we have a valid question. Why did the Torah specify Shlomo? Must be, it's defining the group. Right? I'll stop for a minute. We had the same thing by Shabbos, according to Rav Nassen. The Torah wrote by Sevaru to tell me that every Av is its own Av. We said that yesterday. Why? Because the Torah said all malachas, then it picked one malacha and said it's its own. It's defining every malacha is its own. It's not going against the group. It's defining how the group works. The group is a group, but don't think it's one Isser of all Shabbos. Each malacha is separate. We pick one example, and that example teaches us about the group. We have a group that Shlomim is Usser, and then, I'm sorry, that all Kachim are Usser. Then the Torah picked one Kachim Shlomim to define the group. The Torah picked Havara by Shabbos to define malacha, that each malacha is separate. It's not saying something that's against the grouping, it's defining the grouping. It's saying when the Torah said don't do malacha, don't think all malachas are one, each malacha is separate. It's expanding, defining, setting the parameters of the group. Here, the Torah wrote Isser Arayas. The Torah wrote a Heter Yibum. It's not defining the Isser, it's allowing the Isser. When the Torah goes against what it wrote, we don't say every part of the group gets that same heter. It's a special allowance for Eish HaSach. And if anything, it's pulling Eish HaSach out of the group. Eish HaSach is not going to define the group. Eish HaSach is going to be taken out of the group. Like by Mitzayra, when the Torah says sprinkle on the hand, the Torah is saying, this is not a regular carbon. It's taking it out of the group. It's not defining all carbonus. It's not trying to define something. It's going against what you wrote. By other kachim, the Torah said on the Mizbeach. Here the Torah did not say on the Mizbeach. The Torah said, other harayis are aser. Here the Torah said, the Erev is mutter. It's against the group. That doesn't define the group. We'll do it again in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. In Meretz Hashem at 6.